Tenali Bali.
It's time for a story. A time where we can journey to many places and meet different faces.
The Woman of the Mountain by Phumlani Mavimbe. Three warriors met at a crossroads for the first time. They were all on their way to the mountain. They looked at each other, then one of them spoke.
I am Buntu from the East Village. I have been sent by my king to find the Woman of the Mountain.
The second warrior said,
I have been sent by my king from the North Village to find the Woman of the Mountain. My name is Luazi.
And I am Kataza from the South Village,
said the third warrior.
I also am on the same quest.
The warriors decided to travel together, as they were going the same direction. They walked along the road until they came to a dead end. In front of them was a large ravine.
We should go around the ravine, said Buntu.
But that would take days. We must think of another way,
said Luazi.
There is a way,
said Kataza.
My people are good builders, and they have taught me a lot about building. With your help, I can build a bridge.
The warriors gathered logs and vines, and together they made a strong bridge. Then they crossed the bridge and continued on their journey. They walked along for a while until they saw the mountain in the distance ahead of them. As they drew closer, Luazi hurried in front of the others. He did not see the snake on the path. He stepped on it and it bit his foot. When Buntu and Kataza caught up with him, they found him crying in pain.
Are you okay, Luazi?
Luazi.
What happened?
Buntu ran into the bush and returned with a plant that he had dug up.
My people are gifted with the knowledge of plants. This plant's leaves will stop the poison from traveling deep into your wound.
He rubbed the leaves on Luazi's wound. After a while, Luazi stopped groaning.
Thank you. The pain has gone.
Luazi was limping, but he could still walk. So the warriors continued their journey. They walked for most of the day. They were hot, tired, and thirsty when they came to a crystal clear pool at the foot of the mountain. Kataza was the first to run to it. He knelt down to drink. Luazi grabbed his shoulder and held him back.
Something about this pool is not right.
But Kataza was so thirsty that he leaned forward to drink the water. Suddenly, a hand reached out from the water and pulled him in.
Hey!
Buntu and Luazi tried to save him.
No.
But they couldn't.
Oh, no.
Then a young woman appeared.
It's the Woman of the Mountain,
whispered Luazi.
We must kneel down to show her respect, or we will also be pulled into the pool.
The two warriors knelt in front of the young woman.
Travelers,
she said,
if you wish to save your friend, you must solve a riddle.
But what happens if we fail?
Asked Buntu.
Then you will join your friend. Are you ready?
Yes, we are,
replied Luazi. Buntu was too nervous to speak.
Don't worry. My people are gifted with knowledge,
Luazi whispered to Buntu.
My night is your day, and my day is your night,
began the woman.
I am a month old, but have been around for millions of years. What am I?
Ah, I know,
said Luazi.
If your day is our night, then that means you can only be seen at night. You are the moon. The moon has been around for a very, very long time, but it is new once a month.
Oh.
The woman nodded, and Kataza appeared out of the water. He was so grateful to have been saved.
Thanks, guys.
You have come to the mountainside, and you have completed the tests. I will now grant each of you one wish.
Bundu was the first to make a wish.
Every time there is a storm, the water floods the land. I wish that the floods would stop.
Lwazi spoke next.
A terrible drought has destroyed my village's crops. I wish for rain.
Kataza was the last to speak.
My people don't know how to grow plants. We only have meat to eat, and now our children are sick. My wish is that you would give us fields full of different kinds of fruits and vegetables.
The woman of the mountain sat on a rock and thought about the warrior's wishes.
Sadly, I will not be able to grant your wishes, but you can grant each other your wishes.
But how? We don't have magic,
said Kataza.
You don't need magic. Kataza, you and your people are great builders.
That's true.
If you build a canal,
yes,
you could lead the floodwaters away from Buntu's people's fields.
Yes.
Lwazi, if you help Kataza, you can lead that canal to your fields, and then you will not have to wait for the rain. You will get the water from the canal. Buntu, you and your people are gifted with the knowledge of plants. You can teach Kataza how to grow different fruits and vegetables.
That'll be great. That'll work.
The woman of the mountain smiled.
In this way, all of you can have your wishes granted.
As the three warriors listened carefully to the woman, they understood why they did not need magic. They learned
that
all they needed was each other. All it would take for them to have what they wanted was for them to work together, just as they had done on the path up to the mountain. And so it was that the people of all three villages helped each other, and they all prospered.
And so we come to the end of Nali Bali, told by Sindiwe Magona, with Diane Simpson and Leon Fisser, produced by Cassie Lowers and Vian Fenter. Did you know, reading and telling stories to children at home can help them become better learners at school? Stories also show children how different characters deal with challenges in everyday life. If you would like more stories to read to children, or for your children to enjoy on their own, visit www.nalibali.mobi on your cell phone, where you will find stories in various languages for free. You'll also find tips for reading and sharing stories with children to grow their potential. Look out for the Nali Bali newspaper supplement with great stories and activities available in major newspapers. You can also find Nali Bali on Facebook. Story Power. Bring it home.